And now to talks about another kind of labor. The Writers Guild of America, which represents screen and TV writers, resumes contract negotiations with the studios today. We reached member Jeffrey Stepakoff. He's written for The Wonder Years and Dawson's Creek, among other shows. He's lived through two strikes in his 20 years writing for TV, and he figures this year will be especially contentious.
Frankly, I've never quite seen the town like this before, and I've never quite had a sense that things are quite as tense as they are right now. I think a strike is a very real possibility.
What do you mean when you say you've never seen the town so tense?
We negotiate or renegotiate with the studios, with management, about every 3 years. Frequently, the negotiations hinder on developing technologies. 1985 was about the VHS technology. DVDs came into play in 1997. But the internet and digital distribution is potentially so significant that both sides feel that they really have to get a significant share of the revenue stream that digital media is going to bring in. And the issue at hand is that it's such a new model that nobody really knows how significant it's going to be.
Go to the flip side of this conversation. I don't know if the music industry is a model for film and television, but one thing that happened there was that it became possible for consumers to get things for free. And
Right. The
industry didn't keep up with that very well.
Right. Everything that we're talking about is another factor in why the town is so tense. There's this kind of confluence of events, confluence of issues, and they all add up into this tornadic time.
Tornadic, as in
tornadic.
Tornado?
Yes. That's the image that comes into my mind. I personally believe that the heart of all of these issues come from media consolidation. In 1988, there were 29 major media companies. Today, there are six. Six. They control the vast majority of everything that we see and how it is delivered. You have to also understand the positions of these six companies. They are terrified of my 8-year-old daughter and what she can do at home with her laptop computer. They're terrified of 19-year-old students who can take a digital video camera, come up with a pretty cool story, piece it together, and boom, pop it up on YouTube. So is Hollywood afraid of what's going on outside of Hollywood? You bet. Does that play into the current negotiations? Yes, it's a big part of it.
What about reality TV?
Reality TV is another one of these significant factors that play into the state of the business right now. Reality TV really and truly has its roots during the writer's strike of 1988. The modern-day reality show Cops was born during that period, and the seeds were really laid for this show called Real World on MTV, which premiered in 1992. But people started looking at this kind of cinema verite style of programming during the 88 strike. In 1999, as the cost of programming, and more to the point, the cost of TV writers, reached a real crescendo, this little show, it was called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And it took off like gangbusters. This show was cheap, $50,000, $100,000 an episode. It did not use writers. And the studio smiled. And all of a sudden, you had Survivor and Big Brother. And you had this remarkable time from 2000 to 2004. I would go into the studios to take meetings and walk by vice presidents of alternative programming. But what happened was, in 2004, a writer that everybody felt was, you know, over the hill because he was in his 40s, his name is Mark Cherry, developed a show called Desperate Housewives. And what do you know? Writer-driven serialized programming took off again.
Jeffrey Stepakoff is the author of Billion Dollar Kiss, the kiss that saved Dawson's Creek and other adventures in TV writing.